It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Carrie Kaufman. Have you ever been creeped out when you open up Facebook and notice that your feed is filled with mattress ads and the day before you were on a website of a mattress company? How did Facebook know that, and should they know that? Is there anything we can maybe do to stop it? Algorithms make the world of online media work, and we know little about how they actually do work. Tommy Hamanen is going to try to explain. He's an assistant professor of computing and new media technologies at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. He teaches web development and studies human behavior with interactive systems and information. Tommy, welcome to the program.
Welcome. Good morning. Thank you.
So algorithms make decisions for us multiple times a day. What we watch, what we buy, the news we read, and the posts we see on social media, they're all delivered to us via these algorithms. Tell us how algorithms work.
Okay, so algorithms are essentially small computer programs that are designed to solve different kinds of problems. They can, for example, do calculations or process data or perform different types of reasoning, like you mentioned, give you recommendations of products on Facebook.
Okay, so what kind of information, like when I'm on Facebook and then suddenly I start seeing ads for something that I Googled a couple of days before, how are algorithms seeing that?
Different services like social media websites may be able to track what you're doing online using different kinds of technologies. So they collect information about what websites you're looking at, which links you're clicking, what kind of things you're searching for, and then they try to use that information to figure out what exactly it is that you need or you're looking for.
Are algorithms the same thing as cookies?
Well, cookies are one technology that could be used to track you when you browse different websites, yeah.
But there are different things than cookies.
Yeah, so algorithm is a program that uses the information from the cookies, and then it can make different kinds of calculations based on that information.
So if we clear our cache of cookies, then we're good? We don't have these algorithms tracking us anymore?
Well, that's one way of trying to be safer online if you don't want the algorithms to track you, but they can still probably track you using different means. Without going into too much detail, I mean, there's only so much you can do as a user. If you specifically go to a website that uses your information, then it may still be able to track you.
So how is all this data that they're collecting, how does this impact our experience online?
I think it's a huge impact these days because algorithms are used on a multitude of different services. And you know, you go shop things online, you see recommendations. You go to social media, you see posts and news from other people based on algorithms that try to decide what you want to see. So it's, you know, algorithms are pretty much everywhere these days.
I want to talk about the Facebook thing that keeps coming up. People say, I change your algorithm, like this post, and if lots of people like this post, then you'll see me on your newsfeed more. Does that necessarily translate, or do just people see that post because it's liked a lot?
It's possible. I mean, the challenge with algorithms is that a lot of them are kind of black boxes, so we don't really know how they operate. It's the companies that create the algorithms that know it, so it's possible, but I think ultimately they're trying to show you information that they think you want to see.
Our guest right today is Tommy Hamanen. He's a professor of computing at UW-Stevens Point. We are talking about algorithms, those things that seem to run our online lives. And as Tommy just said, we don't necessarily know how they're made. They are just made by other corporations that we use online. President Trump has suggested, Tommy, that the search engine Google is biased against conservative news. Lots of people push back on that, saying, no, it's just an algorithm. It's just nameless, faceless numbers. But other people have said, oh, corporations make those algorithms. What do you say to that?
Well, I can comment generally on how search engines operate, and they actually use multiple different algorithms for different purposes. They're trying to determine, for example, are you looking for news articles? Are you looking for an answer to a question? And then they use a specific algorithm to find the information, and they use multiple different things. So it's reasonably complicated how they come up with the results that you're seeing.
Can somebody say that they're biased, or are they simply just nameless, faceless numbers?
I guess there can be arguments either way. It's at the end of the day, it is human beings that are programming these algorithms. Mm-hmm. And algorithms can also be influenced by the data that they receive. So if the data that comes in is somehow biased, then it's possible that the algorithm results may be biased as well.
So what can you tell listeners who might be nervous that these algorithms are designed by corporations that ultimately want to serve their own interests?
Well, when you start using a website or social media, I would recommend that you look at the terms of service and privacy policy that these services offer, and they should describe how they're going to be using your data in those documents. So that could be helpful in deciding, do I want to use this service or not?
And when you're looking at those terms of service, are they easily understandable for the average consumer?
Unfortunately, I would say no, because it's usually legal language.
Right.
So you might need a little bit of help understanding that. But when you're using the actual service, there should also usually be some kind of privacy setting that you can change if you don't want your information to be used.
Interesting. So if I'm looking at Facebook or I'm looking at YouTube, what is the kind of information that they are collecting on me?
Well, typically, anything that you do with the service might be tracked. So, for example, YouTube, which videos are you watching, which videos are you liking, or Facebook, which posts do you share, who do you follow, and things like that.
But this could sometimes be a good thing. Sometimes we want to be able to see certain people, the people that we sort of click on most. Sometimes we want to see ads come up because we're looking for a specific product, right?
Yeah, and I think ultimately it's a trade-off. You have to make the decision. Are you comfortable with the company using your data to provide you a better service or not?
And the drawbacks?
I think ultimately, you know, we have very little control other than those privacy settings regarding what is actually being done with our information.
So Facebook keeps telling us that we want to be transparent and you can use your privacy settings, but you're saying that may not control everything that Facebook gathers about us.
Well, I'm sure that they have to follow the relevant laws and regulations in terms of, I want to delete my account and my account is deleted, but I think there has been a lot of controversy recently regarding, you know, how is the information actually being used.
And are tech companies selling our information?
I believe there have been some incidents lately where, if not outright selling, there have been some questionable practices in terms of how the information is being shared.
Like with the Cambridge Analytica Facebook scandal, right?
Exactly right.
So do you think that this is going to lead to regulation of more media companies?
I think there are some incidents already in the European Union where some high-profile search engines were received fines for manipulating search results. So it's kind of happening already in some areas.
Tommy Heyman is an assistant professor of computing and new media technologies at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. He teaches web development and studies human behavior with interactive systems and information. Tommy, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Bucky statues. We hardly knew you. I'm Carrie Kaufman. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.